From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama delays the drawdown of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. President Obama says the 9,800 U.S. troops still in Afghanistan will stay there until year's end, despite earlier plans to cut that number by half.
And this flexibility reflects our reinvigorated partnership with Afghanistan, which is aimed at making Afghanistan secure and preventing it from being used to launch terrorist attacks. Reconciliation and a political settlement remain the surest way to achieve the full drawdown of U.S. and foreign troops from Afghanistan in a way that safeguards international interests and peace in Afghanistan, as well as U.S. national security interests.
At a joint news conference with his Afghan counterpart at the White House Tuesday, Mr. Obama said the U.S. is still on track to withdraw most forces by early 2017. Mr. Ghani called the delayed drawdown significant.
The institutional gains that would be achieved through the train, advice, and assist role is what will guarantee that the investments of the last 14 years pay off.
He said the delay will provide his government time to accelerate promised reforms. The Afghan leader addresses a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress Wednesday. Nigerian police have ordered restrictions on movement with a total restriction of vehicles when polls open Saturday for national elections in order to cut down political violence. Meanwhile, the Election Commission Chairman Adahiro Jega says more than 80% of voters have voting cards.
The period for collection was extended by 4 weeks to March 8th. And the tremendous effort was made to improve collection by voters, and we subsequently also extended the distribution to March 22nd.
Mr. Jega says arrangements have been made for all people displaced by an Islamist insurgency in the north to cast ballots. This is VOA News. Recovery efforts at the crash site of a German jetliner in the French Alps were suspended late Tuesday as night fell over mountainous terrain where officials say all 150 people aboard Germanwings Flight 9525 perished. The Airbus A320, en route from Barcelona to Dusseldorf, went down Tuesday morning following a slow descent from cruising altitude. Scott Hamilton is an aviation consultant with the Seattle-based Liam Company.
That's a descent rate of about 3,000 or 4,000 feet a minute. It looked like it was actually a controlled descent from the radar tracking. Didn't look like it was an emergency descent. The real intriguing part about this is the fact that there was no radio communication or no transponder communication to indicate any kind of an emergency.
French authorities say a black box was recovered at the crash site. It is undergoing analysis in Paris. The airline says it's treating the crash as an accident. Germanwings is a budget airline subsidiary of the German-based airline Lufthansa. The UN Security Council Tuesday expressed profound disappointment with the failure of South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar to finalize a peace agreement. It again threatened sanctions against senior individuals whom it deems responsible for actions or policies that threaten the peace, security, or stability of the country. Fighting in the oil-rich nation has killed tens of thousands and displaced millions. UN Children's Fund official Jonathan Veach says the scale of the humanitarian disaster is staggering.
More than 800,000 children are still displaced from their homes inside the country, and another 350,000 are living outside the country. With fighting flaring in different parts of the conflict area, there is little hope that this situation will change for the better.
Meanwhile, the South Sudanese parliament has voted to extend its own tenure and that of President Salva Kiir by 3 more years, after peace talks ended and June elections were postponed. Yemen's Shia rebels made advances again Tuesday in southern Yemen, clashing with rival militia loyal to the country's current president. The rebels, also known as Houthis, are also fighting in Taiz province against forces loyal to ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Moody's Investors Service cut Ukraine's credit rating to its second lowest level Tuesday, warning that creditors face deep losses in debt restructuring negotiations with bondholders. It said default on repayment of $40 billion in aid from the International Monetary Fund is virtually certain. The reopening of Tunisia's National Bardo Museum in Tunis has been delayed as security is boosted following last week's terrorist attack that killed 21 people, mostly foreign tourists. The French press agency says plans Tuesday to open were changed at the last minute. No date for reopening has been set. Burkina Faso has begun an investigation into the 1987 assassination of former President Thomas Sankara. A family lawyer says the case of the popular Marxist leader was being pursued by an official of a military tribunal. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.